This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. Two men are safe, but a swimmer is missing this afternoon in the Hudson River.
FDNY Battalion 2 Chief James Riley said a woman in her 30s jumped into the river at Pier 32 shortly after 10 a.m.
They had a couple eyewitnesses. Two good Samaritans jumped in the water to try to assist the victim. They were unfortunately unsuccessful. We were able to get them out of the water very quickly with some drop ladders.
They were treated at the scene, and NYPD and FDNY divers continued searching for the missing woman.
Unfortunately, after about an hour of searching the water, searches were negative.
The Harbor Unit and Coast Guard are continuing the search by boat. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Hudson River in Tribeca.
We're learning more about where last night's storms are going to be landing in New York's ever-changing weather record books. The storm dropped more than 2 inches of rain in about an hour, second only to the 3 inches plus that came down in the memorable remnants of Ida back in September of 2021. As the city's climate officer, Rohit Agarwala, explains.
The city's sewers were designed over the last 100 or 200 years to deal with an intense rainstorm of up to 1.75 inches per hour. So what happened last night is really quite simple. The pipes were designed for a certain amount of water. A lot more water fell from the sky and was trying to get into them.
He says work on the most vulnerable parts of the city sewer system is going to run about $30 billion. The city's budget sets aside about $1 billion a year for this kind of work. And the storms claimed two lives in New Jersey, where the area around Plainfield seems to be about the hardest hit part of the state. But that area was not alone in facing the onslaught.
Governor Murphy touring hard hit parts of Union County after declaring a state of emergency.
You know, last night we got crushed, not just here in Berkeley Heights, but in this part of the state in particular.
Two women were killed in Plainfield when their car was swept into surging floodwaters in Cedar Brook.
We'll be working with counties and communities to assess level of damage. We're always trying to figure out whether or not we meet certain federal thresholds. It's far too early to tell.
At the height of the storm, dozens of people were rescued by boat and Humvees. The infrastructure no match for the 6 inches of rain that fell in just over 2 hours. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey.
One of the city's movie venues is feeling the impact of the storms. AMC Theaters in the Upper West Side is open, but flooded parts of the multiplex are roped off, with refunds being offered to impacted moviegoers. This follows a TikTok posting of water bursting from the ceilings around the concession area last night. Moviegoers quickly ordered out, one complaining in a post that she missed the last 15 minutes of Superman. AMC says the heavy rain damaged a pipe on the roof, and that caused all the flooding. We may soon learn if the NYPD has a green light to remove dozens of officers from the force. The new officers were brought in with the department saying it was blinded to problems with their backgrounds. The union says the officers are simply victims of a broken hiring system.
The NYPD and the police officers union, the PBA, are facing off in court after the PBA is trying to stop what they're calling wrongful firings of more than two dozen police officers. A judge has already blocked those firings temporarily after the PBA filed a restraining order. But now both sides are headed back into court to make their case heard. This all involves 31 officers that joined the force despite being disqualified during their application process. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
The suspect in the shooting of a Bronx cabbie is a 76-year-old man, Joseph Meeks, charged with attempted murder. Sources say the elderly man was arguing with his yellow cab driver around 4:30 last night. He shot the 27-year-old outside the senior living facility at 1265 Nelson Avenue in the South Bronx where he lives. They say Meeks walked away as if nothing was wrong. The driver was unconscious, unresponsive when police arrived, taken to Lincoln Hospital, and is described at this point at least as being stable. Democratic mayoral contender Zoe Mandani may be feeling the heat from Wall Street and city business leaders. He's sitting down for meetings with the Partnership for New York City. And as he meets with that business group, Mandani has some more endorsements to add to all his campaign material.
Union members chanted and cheered as they endorsed Zoran Mamdani in the mayor's race. He calls the 250,000 city workers unsung heroes who would benefit from a rent freeze.
Because what use is it to go through months of contract negotiations to win those hard-earned raises, only for you to go back to your rent-stabilized apartment and face an even bigger increase in your rent?
As he meets with leaders of big business, Mamdani will stress a plan to work together.
And my vision for this city is one that includes all of us.
As for the power brokers working against him, he says there's room to disagree, but the bottom line is doing what's best for the city. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
On Long Island, the town of Islip is considering an about-face on its decision to opt out of the cannabis game. The town board has a vote today on reversing course on its 2021 opt-out from New York's Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act that allowed legal weed. 100 people turned out for a contentious meeting on the idea back in April. Supporters say the town has lost out on the boom and should allow cannabis businesses. Opponents argue it would be a threat to youth health and community safety in the town vote set for this afternoon. And now to an auction house far, far away. And maybe not so far away, certainly not so long ago. This is going on now. The miniature of Luke Skywalker's X-Wing fighter from The Empire Strikes Back is hitting the block. Along with the Star Wars lightsabers used by Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen. Heritage Auctions is selling some real Hollywood treasures in its summer entertainment auction, which is now underway. Other items include the blue velvet suit Mike Myers wore in one of the Austin Powers films and the whip cracked by Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
I'll be right back.
Ford gifted the whip to then-Prince Charles, who gave it to Princess Diana. She gave it to its current owner. But the attention really may be focusing on a rosebud sled from Citizen Kane. It's one of three known versions of the prop. This one owned by director Joel Dante, who found it on the former RKO lot back in 1984. The sale at Heritage Auctions closes on the 19th. Patients and staff at a Long Island sleep center have been living with the unsettling possibility that their privacy fell victim to a camera's prying eye.
Something that I think about every single day. It's really destroyed my faith in humanity.
Says a woman who believes she is one of the hundreds of adults and children who were videotaped using the bathroom at a sleep center here in Nassau County. Sanjaz Seema Prasad pleaded guilty to the crime, but the DA, Ann Donnelly, is not happy, saying the judge promised him a sentence of 5 years probation, no jail time.
Disappointment and disgust.
The 48-year-old had his face nearly completely covered with a mask, hat, glasses, and jacket as he left the courthouse without saying a word.
Horrible. Your child's naked on film? It's just unheard of.
The judge said he will be registered as a sex offender. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
The defendant was terminated at Northwell Health Sleep Disorder Center in Manhasset when prosecutors say a co-worker saw him watching the videos. He's back in court for sentencing on September 15th. A Brooklyn man has been hit with 19 to life in a sentence for the 2021 murder of a deli worker. Ricardo Stenatis fled the city after the shooting, but was apprehended in Newark, according to the Brooklyn DA. Prosecutors say it was a robbery. Stenatis confronted the victim, a 20-year-old Farhadi Musha, and demanded cash from the register, then opened fire. The defendant pled guilty to second-degree murder last month. A beloved Central Park institution is finally reopening after it received its lovely facelift.
Free Shakespeare in the Park is back.
We rebuilt the Delacorte, not just as it was, but as it must be for the future. More beautiful, more accessible, and more pleasant.
Theater board member Ariel Tepper says this is for the next generation. The new facade is made of wood from decommissioned city water towers. This has been a cherished place for 63 years as a home to up-and-coming stars planting their roots in the theater world. The first production back is The Twelfth Night, beginning August 7th. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.